and it's a very privileged time, I tell you. In this keynote address, I would like to draw your attention to a portion of the scripture which we find in Gospel according to Luke and chapter 5. Gospel according to Luke chapter 5, and shall we read verses 1 to 11. Luka rachi susamachar, uska 5th adhyay aur 1 se 11. Let us hear God's word. Luke chapter 5 and verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thirst out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Verse 8. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus saith unto them, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to the land, they forsook all and followed him. And may the good Lord bless the reading of his holy word. Just an incident in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what precious lessons you and I can learn this evening. You know, there were many people who came to the Lord Jesus Christ with various intentions and motives in their heart. But at the outset, let me tell you, whosoever came to the Lord Jesus with whatsoever motive and intention, they have received only that much and they went back satisfied. At the outset, you and I need to ask a question to ourselves. Why this year ABC? Why myself in ABC for this year? As I said, many followed the Lord with different intentions. You know, some of them came for having food. And they knew following the Lord Jesus Christ, they will never go empty stomach. And they were well satisfied. The Lord fed them and then he spoke to them. Such a concern that the Lord had for his people. Some came for having food and they were fed by the Lord. Some came for healing of their bodies. And the Lord did heal, as we were just singing that in this song. Isn't it? Those who wanted what kind of diseases to be healed, and the Lord was so kind and he touched them and he healed them. The lame started walking, the deaf started hearing, the dumb started speaking, the blind started seeing. Such was the ministry of the Lord. Some came for having and they were well fed. Some came for healing and they were healed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Some came for holding him in his words. They were not supposed to be his followers, but they wanted to catch him in his words. And we know how the Lord dealt with them graciously. Every time the Lord silenced their mouth. Such a good Lord. But now when we read this incident in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, at the shore of the lake called Gennesaret, we have something interesting to notice there. And you know what is that? Some came for hearing the word of God. Look at verse 1, and we read there like this. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. I like that. Just I want to draw your attention to 5 important things from this passage. And the first one that we see at the outset is the hunger for the word of God. They came to hear the word of God. Sister, you may please take a seat there. Please come. Can somebody give a seat there? Please. Okay, it's all right. The hunger for the word of God. You know, you and I are living in the days known as hunger for information, hunger for knowledge, hunger for various things. And you press the key and all that is available for you to satisfy your hunger. May I tell you at the outset, people around us in this world can only be satisfied by the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many questions in the minds of men and women. Question about life, question about death, question about future, question about trials, question about sufferings in their life. And only one place all answers could be found, and that is the word of God. And there is a great hunger in the life of these people who pressed there. They made a crowd there. As I see a good crowd here. But for what? To hear the word of God. Hunger for the word of God. You know, when we have camps like this, there are some who come to meet their old friends, and that's a good thing. I was seeing, standing there, and you were meeting your old friends. Oh, last year you came. Oh, last year I could not come, but I came this year, you know. Oh, previous year we met here, no? So nice. Some of them have already planned with whom they are going to share their rooms and what they are going to have a time together here. Very good. We are going to meet our old friends together here. We are going to make new friends also here. Apart from all that, we will have a good time of singing. We will have a time of listening from God's word. And what a privilege it is. God has provided His servants to speak to us. But more than that, I would like to draw your attention to all out of all this. You know to what? When we hear not the various subjects that are dealt here with. We hear not a speaker, but we want to hear the voice of God. And that's why if you make a note in that verse, they pressed upon Him to hear the word of God. I like that word. I want to underline that word. They pressed upon Him. If at all you and I need answers to any questions of our life, come to Him. For He is the answer from God for all things that you and I have in our minds. And you will know it right now in this passage itself. Lord Jesus Christ is the final answer from God for all needs of men and women. When you and I sit here in this camp, first of all, we are going to ask a question to ourselves. With what intention am I here? If your intentions are right, good, higher, I say make it higher and higher. Whatever may be in your mind, say, Lord, I have come. I have come to hear You and I am going to listen to Your voice. These are my needs of my life and I want answer from You, God. Let there be any question, any doubt, any query, any problem, any difficulty, any trials, any sufferings, any hardships that you and I are passing through in this life. You know, when you press upon Him, He has an answer for anything that is troubling you and me. The hunger for the word of God. Whenever I think about the hunger for the word of God, you know, I read John's Gospel chapter 6 and verse 66. You know what is mentioned there? John's Gospel chapter 6 and verse 66. There come a day that many so-called such followers who followed the Lord Jesus Christ, they received healing from Him, they received blessings from Him, but there came a time that they left following Him. People come for only a self-gratification, you know. When their desires are met, their needs are met, their problems are solved, they no longer want to follow Him. they come to get solutions, they come to get blessings from Him. After getting a solution and blessing from Him, they don't want Him, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. John 6 and 66 I read. But if you read verse 67, oh, it's a beautiful question. Because the Lord, after seeing they that followed Him, left following Him, they no longer followed after Him, the Lord looked unto His disciples and asked a question like this: will you also leave Me? Will you also go away? And what was the answer of Apostle Peter, who should always be a good speaker, a spokesman? But that time also he spoke something very good. You know what did he say? What did Apostle Peter say? In John's Gospel, chapter 6 and verse 68. You know what he said? He said like this: Lord, whither shall we go? Lord, to whom shall we go? For Thou hast the words of eternal life. Isn't it beautiful? I think with that intention and motive, if you and I come and say to the Lord the same sentence: Lord, where shall we go? To whom shall we go? Yeah, Lord, I know my friends are going to internet. I know my friends are going to this person, that person, this source and that source for finding out solutions for their lives. But Lord, I have only one place and I come to You. And I know You will never leave me. You will always have an answer and solution for my things. But it is not to get just solution and blessing from You, Lord. But I want to follow after You. They pressed upon Him. And let that be the desire as you start from this day one. Focus yourself on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Subject may vary, and those doctrines, those subjects which are certainly good for our solid foundation of our Christian life, edification and encouragement to go on following the word of God that is given to us. For the Bible, for the Lord Jesus Christ Himself quoted that verse and said to Satan like this, you know, in His reply to him: for man shall not live by bread alone. Oh, I need bread. They already announced there is a dinner, but at 7:30. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Do you know, as much as food is necessary for our physical living, so much so, please remember, word of God is necessary for our spiritual living. There is no substitute, there is no compromise. You cannot have any other source for the sustenance of our spiritual life. They pressed upon Him to hear the word of God. First of all, I see the hunger for the word of God. I only pray in this ABC camp, what may be hunger in your life, may the good Lord satisfy it. May the good Lord strengthen it. May the good Lord equip you. May the good Lord make you a good man and woman in the days to come to stand as a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hunger for the word of God. Let me have a look at the next one. If you look at verse 3 and verse 4, you find there, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thirst out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. It's a very good verse. A verse that reminds us, when the Lord has to do something good for His people, here is a way that He finds it out. And what we notice there, when people pressed upon Him to hear the word of God, we are not told there what were the subjects that He dealt with. We are not told there what was the duration of the messages that He has spoken. We are not even given any other details that was happening there at the lake of Gennesaret. But what do we notice? There is something very unique. Something unique which is not spoken there but said by the Lord Jesus a little ahead there. And a precious lesson that we learn there. Please look at verse 4. And there we read like this. Verse 4. Luke's Gospel chapter 5. And we are reading verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. In first verse, we find the hunger for the word of God. But here in the next verse, we find heaven's direction to them. What is that heaven's direction? What do you mean by that? After the Lord spoke to them, He left speaking to the crowd and He turned to His disciples, especially by name Simon Peter. And then He is giving a direction to him. Oh, how good it will be if we have the Lord directing our life, the Lord controlling our life, the Lord showing us what we should do, how we should do, when we should do, where we should do. But please don't forget, my beloved ones, when you read those two verses and say the direction of the Lord given to the disciple, we notice there something very important. And what is that we notice? They were fishing at the right time. It was night time. They were fishing at the right place, the lake of Gennesaret. And they were also fishing with the right partners, the experienced partners. It was the right time, it was the right place, it was the right company of their fishermen along with them. In spite of all being right in their life, as far as they are concerned, what do you find there? We read there in that verse, they said to the Lord, "We caught nothing. We toiled whole night, O Lord, but we caught nothing." Please remember, you may set out things right as far as you are concerned, but there, like those that are there along with whom the Lord is dealing, especially Simon Peter, you know, what do you find him? You find him to be disappointed there. You find him to be discouraged there. You find him to be disillusioned there. In spite of doing things at the right time and the right place with the right friends and partners in his profession, yet things are going wrong. What has happened? There's a very good verse in the Bible that says, Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 25, "There seemeth a way right unto a man, but at the end thereof are the paths of death." You may consider things right. You may consider things right according to your friends, right according to yourself, right according to the course of this world, right according to all that. You know, people have so many things, suggestions and helps to offer to each one of us. You talk on any subject to anybody, people have solutions. People have all helps available. They do all things right, but they don't find an answer to that. Maybe you are doing all right and you are disillusioned today. You are disheartened today. You are discouraged today. And you are asking a question to yourself, "Lord, where have I gone wrong in my life? I have been doing right at the right time, right place, right thing. Lord, where have I gone wrong? Why I don't find answers to my prayer? Why I don't find answers? Why don't I see grace and guidance in my life, O God?" If you are disillusioned and discouraged because of any circumstances or situations in your life, in spite of doing right, may I tell you, there is a direction. And the Lord who is directing there is saying, you know, in simple words, to Peter he said like this, "Launch out, let down, look out." Just three things. Launch out, let down, look out. You know, why did the Lord say? Because I see a good sign there. A sign in the life of this man. What was the sign that the Lord has seen? In spite of doing all right and getting no answer, being discouraged, in spite of all that, there is a good sign mentioned there. You know, that we read in verse 2. Just look at verse 2. You find there at the later part of that verse, "And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets." I like that. See, in spite of toiling at the right time, right place, right partners, they did not give up. They were showing a sign of their efforts to be put in once again. And that's why they are seen to be washing their nets. They have not given up. They wanted to make a try and attempt once again. And that's why they were cleaning their nets. They were washing their nets. Discouragement may come in life. Disappointment may come in life. But may I tell you, never give up. Never give up on things. There is always a hope for when one turns to God and specially to the word of God. Since they were found washing their nets, I see there a sign in their life that they were still wanting to try it again. Just once more, let us see whether we can catch fishes or not. Having seen that, we find the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to them and asking them to launch out, let down, and look out. When the little thing which the Lord has shown to us, a little desire, a little interest, a little, you know, inclination to God and things of God, God will take it as a great challenge, a great response, and the Lord is ready to direct them. They that seek Him shall find Him. They that show a little desire for Him, and I know you are all here just because of your little desire for the Lord, and the Lord is going to honor in this ABC this year for sure. Make it sure. Be assured about this, that the Lord is going to bless each one of us together. Yeah, when He sees that little desire in us, the Lord is ready to grant greater things to us. Heaven's direction. What a good Lord we have. Whosoever has ever discouraged and disillusioned, here is the Lord to guide them, to lead them, to help them, to show them the ray of hope and grace and guidance. He is the help, He is the succor, He is the source, He is the strength. He will never leave you, He will not forsake you. Such a good Lord we have. First of all, the hunger for the word. Secondly, we see there heaven's direction. But may I read verse 6 and 7. Just look at that. Verse 6 and 7. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Huge response. Not only hunger for the word of God, not only heaven's direction by the Lord Jesus Christ to the disappointed ones, but we see a huge response to all that they have done. What was the response? Whenever we consider that huge response, you know, though that response was not as it should have been. If you read there in the previous verse, as we found in verse 2, they were washing their nets in plural. The Lord said, launch out and let down your nets in plural. But what did Peter say there? Peter said, nevertheless, in spite of, O Lord, we toil, we never got any result. In spite of all that, because you say, at thy word, I like that, at thy word, we let down the net, just a net. Not all nets, though they were washing all nets, making it ready. They said, we will cast the net, just a net, even though it was a half-hearted response. Even though it was a response to the Lord at His word. May I tell you, there is only one to whom you can take Him at His word, and it is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are all settled in heaven above. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not an iota from this word. You can very well trust what the word of God has said. It is always yeah and amen. His promises are yeah and amen. The word of God will come to pass for sure. Nevertheless, at thy word, would you like to make a try? A try, an attempt to take Him at His word? Let me assure you, He will never fail you. He will never forsake you. He will fulfill as you hold on to His word. Whenever we consider that huge response, I am always surprised, because huge response in spite of using the same boat, in spite of using the same net, in spite of going along with the same partners, in spite of going at the same place. You see, nothing was changed there. Same nets, same boat, same partners, and same place also. But there was a result this time. And the result was very huge. Why do I say huge? In fact, it was one ship supposed to go, but the other ship came to help James and John, also came to help Peter, Simon Peter. And there we find, we read there in verse 7, later part of it, what? That both the ships were filled. Filled so much that it started sinking and their nets started breaking. Please notice there, nets started breaking, ship started sinking, and both the ships. What a huge response, you know. When you take God at His word, His blessings are innumerable. You cannot count it. The Lord is good, and His goodness is always so much upon His people who take Him at His word. And there, may I draw your attention to a very important thing. You know what is that? They used all that was same. Whenever there is a lack of success in the life of an individual, immediately the thought is given to them, why not make a change? Come on, change the boat. Come on, change the net. Come on, change the partners. Come on, change the place. That's what the world will suggest you, you know. Especially you and I, when we live in this wicked world, which will always guide you for a change. And be very careful. These days, when they don't like a particular doctrine that is taught in the local assembly, they will say, come on, let us make a change. That doctrine, this doctrine, never go after it. They will say, why go to this assembly? It is all monotonous. Let us make a change and join into that another assembly, local assembly in another place. Never go for a change. When the Lord is with us and His word is with us, wherever it is, if you take Him at His word, He is ready to make a huge blessing in your life and my life in spite of not making a change. When I consider that verse, I like it because it was the same boat, it was the same net, it was the same place, it were the same partners, and they had a good response or a good result there as they obeyed the Lord and they took the Lord at His word. You know why? You know why? Why they did not go for the change, and you and I should not go for the change? After all, who caught the fishes? After all, what caught the fishes? Is it boat? No, no, no. Is it net? No, no, no. Is it their partners? No, no, no. Then what made that huge response, you know? How did they get the blessing? It was neither boat, nor net, nor the place, nor the partners. Then, it was the Lord Jesus Christ. Who can make difference in your life and my life? The person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And whenever I read that verse, I am really surprised. Actually, who is involved in whose work? Who is involved in whose work? I like that. You know, I don't see these people are just listening to the Lord Jesus, those who are on the shore, or Simon Peter with his boat, or James and John joining him there. But I see the Lord involving Himself in their work. And I like that. When you open your door, when you open your heart, when you open your life, and let the Lord deal with you personally. Let the Lord come in your ship, in your boat, in your life, in spite of all that you and I are. When you consider the Lord coming in that ship, you know, what do you mean by that ship? Ship were not the modern ships that you and I have for fishing today. Those were the old kinds of ship. And which when they were using should be, you know, with all small fishes and dirty place and all stinking smell inside that ship. Yet the Lord stepped inside that. When you consider your life and my life, it is same thing. Stinking smell. Disobedience. You know, stinking because of various secret sins in one's life. In spite of all that is dirty, the Lord, as He stepped inside that ship, the Lord is ready to let come in your life and my life. Only when you open the door of your heart and let Him come in and have the control in your life and my life, the Lord will do that which delights Him. And He will change the whole situation there. Beloved, when I talk about it, I would like to say like this. It was not the boat, it was not the net, it was not their companion which made the success there, catching of the fishes. It was the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is the Lord in your life? Is the Lord your personal Lord and Savior today? Have you let him come in your life? If not, make this sure that this camp you will make him not only saying, you know, Lord, I thank you because you died for my sins, you were buried and you rose again, and now I accept, Lord, that I am a sinner and I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Come into my life. That's a very good thing. Because the Bible says that's where our Christian life begins. If thou shalt confess Jesus as Lord with your mouth, believing in your heart that he died for your sins but rose again on the third day, thou shalt be saved. Bible says that, and that's true. That's needed to be done. But I want to go a step further. And you know what is a step further? Taking him at his word and doing all that he wants us to means giving him the lordship into our life. Every nook and corner and area of my life where he is not Lord, let him have that lordship in your life and my life. And when he takes that control of your life and my life, he is interested to involve in what you are, where you are, and what you are doing. They were just catching fishes, you know, and the Lord went there. The Lord involved in their work, and the Lord made a great success to them. What was it for? What was it for? Why the Lord involved himself in their business and gave them a great success? You know, so that they should be good merchants. They should go and tell to people, oh, today we caught so many fishes. Or they should earn more money. Or they should make a name and fame there. No. And that's what we see the next one in verse 8. The honest confession. As you consider this passage, we find first of all the hunger for the word of God. The heaven's direction to them. The huge response because of what they have done at the word of the Lord. But then you have honest confession of this person who understood, here is someone to whom I must say and confess. Because he knew, you know, he really toiled all night and he caught nothing. So in verse 8 he gives his response. Honest response. What was it? When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. I like it so much, you know. Beloved, he had an option to say like this. After having seen a big catch, a big source of income for him, he could really go and say to the Lord like this, oh Lord, thank you. You have come here, and because you came, you entered into my ship. You told me to launch out, let down and look out. I did according to your word. Forgive me. Instead of casting out all nets, I just put one net. But in spite of that, you gave me such a big blessing, oh Lord. I want to thank you. Next time, whenever you come to this lake, my ship is available for you. He could have said that, you know. Next time when you come, I want you to take my ship. Don't go to anybody else. This is always reserved for you. You come, you have, you speak, but you tell me where I should cast the net. But he understood one thing, beloved. And I wish in this ABC, you and I should understand. What we should understand. Not because I learned big doctrines here, that I should have a head knowledge, I should be puffed up, I should make a name and a fame for myself, I should go and, you know, some of them behave very differently in their local assemblies, sometimes at home with the parents, or even with the local assembly, the responsible brethren or the elders of the assembly. Never let that happen to you. This camp is meant for one thing, you know, that the Lord want to touch your life and my life. Let that response, that honest response be this. When we learn the huge things from the word of God, let this word come out of your mouth and my mouth. What? Lord, I thank you for revealing this sin in my life. I thank you for putting your finger on this weakness of my life. These secret things that were troubling, O Lord, in my life. And here I am to confess my sin. Whenever you respond personally to the Lord, for whatever the Lord is speaking to you, let me tell you, from any corner, any subject, the Lord will drive you to only that one aim which he has brought you for, because he is concerned about you. You know, he was concerned about this man, Simon, and he wanted to change him from one profession to another greater one. And the Lord has the same desire for your life and my life. And that's why we are all here. And we just want to, whenever we hear the word of God, don't look at your friend, don't look at others, but look at yourself. What this word is meant for me? What is the Lord speaking to me? Is the Lord pointing out something? Is the Lord showing some of my sins of my life? And take it before the Lord and say, Lord, here it is. Please forgive me. Henceforth, I will not do this. So Lord, I give away those things. Let the word of God have its cleansing power, its washing in our lives, and let us be renewed in our personality, in our life for the Lord. And that's why this ABC is meant. Not for just educating you in the things of the word of God. That is good part of it. And we should be educated in the word of God. But apart from that, let this honest confession come from your mouth and my mouth. Lord, I thank you for telling me. I misbehaved with my mom. I misbehaved with my dad. I was a disobedient child at my home. I didn't do. Dad and mom loves me so much. But Lord, I did not do this and that. Confess him. Tell him. And make a commitment. Lord, when I go back from here, I'll be a changed person to my dad, to my mom, to my brother, to my sister, to my neighbor, to my colleagues. And even in my assembly, oh Lord, so far I was all inactive. You know, I'm born again. I'm baptized. I never opened my mouth in the local assembly. I never worshiped the Lord audibly. I never partook in the various activities of the local assembly. Yeah, you and I are just part and parcel of a group of people gathering together and proud about it. But this time, maybe in this ABC, the Lord is going to touch your heart and my heart and to say, I want little more from you. And when you respond him rightfully at the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I tell you, the next thing will happen, which happened there. Henceforth. I like that. You know, henceforth. I would like to say a question there. Look at that verse. Verse 11. And when they had, verse 10, later part of it. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Oh, what a word it is. It was a day of his commendation. It was a day of his sending out for a greater ministry. Henceforth, only we should ask a question there, whenceforth. When did the Lord say this word to, the words of commendation to Peter? When he gave his ship for him to use it? No. When he moved it little away from the land? Did the Lord say these words? From henceforth you shall catch men? No. Not when he gave his ship for him to use, not when he moved it little from the land, not when he at his word allowed him to speak to the crowd from his ship, not even when he at his word, you know, cast his net, not even when he caught those fishes, not even when he successfully brought it to the shore, taking help of his friends, the Lord did not say at any of these events. When did the Lord say that? Only and only after his honest confession before him. You may do great things, you may do good things, but unless you do the right thing, the Lord will not speak those words even to you and to me. The Lord spoke to him only after he made that honest confession. Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. He fell down at his feet. He understood what he is. Oh, I like that word, because he and his friends, it is mentioned, James and John, they were astonished. They were surprised. They were shocked. Thank God for such people in the congregation of God's people, who are astonished at the wondrous work of God in their life, who are surprised to see the hand of God in their life. The Lord is so good, you know. He gave you good parents, he gave you good education, he gave you good assembly, he gave you all good things. He loaded us daily with all good benefits in our life. But many are not seeing that in their life. They are not recognizing the hand of God. The hand of God is always upon his people to guide them, to help them, to sustain them, to provide them, and to take every care of every needs of their life. Had the Lord not been good in your life and my life? He has been good. But then has there been a good response from my life unto him? Blessed are they who are astonished at his doing. And the Lord delights to use such people. When they were astonished, we find he said to him like this, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. commended for a greater work. So far, they were catching fishes. What fishes? Ordinary fishes. Sometimes when by the time they are brought to the shore, dead fishes being caught by dead man. But then what is the commendation here? Live men, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, submitting to Him, listening to Him, accepting His Lordship, and accepting self individual sinfulness and trusting in the Lord. You know what happened there? Now they have become alive in the Lord, and that's why they are called to bring the dead men out of this world to life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Earlier, ordinary fishes by dead men, but now alive men to be brought into the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a commendation it was for them. Just last verse, verse 11. What we have seen here in these verses is something like this. Hunger for the word of God. It's a good thing. Heaven's direction. Huge response. Honest confession. And then the Lord saying, henceforth, what you should be. May I tell you, the Lord has something always in your life and my life, henceforth. Today, you have finished your 10th standard exam. Very good. Some of you have finished 12th standard exam. Very good. And you all have a question before you, henceforth, what is next? Some of you are writing CET, some of them are preparing, some of them have given exam and come here. You know, various other things. What is henceforth? The Lord has an answer for you. You know, Jeremiah 29 and verse 11 says, for I know the thought that I think towards you. There is a God. God who thinks about you, thinks about me. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. Before you think of your future, to be doctor, to be engineer, or to be whatsoever great profession, God has something greater thing already thought for your life. And how good it will be, no, if you and I come to Him and ask, Lord, what have you thought for me? Because I tell you, at the outset, only what God has thought for your life and my life, if it comes to pass at the right time, you know, we will be really enjoying the blessings of God in our life. Some of them make a wrong turn, a wrong mistake, this exam, this course, that course. After going there and finishing 1 or 2 years, they find, oh, no, this is not meant for me. Again they come back, again they give CET, and again they start doing something else. Don't make such mistakes in your life. When you come to the Lord, He has the right course, a right direction, and in every step of our life. I'm not talking just about living a social life in this world, an education that we should have. And you are, as students, you need to study, you need to be growing in your education and various other aspects as the Lord tarries to come. But apart from all that, not at the cost of your spiritual life and commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at these people. The last verse says something very good. This was all a dealing with Simon Peter of the Lord Jesus Christ. But because he beckoned his friends to come and help him, James and John, you know what we read there? He said to Simon like this, from henceforth thou shalt catch. He spoke to Simon. But in the response we read, verse 11, and when they had brought their ships to the land, they forsook all and they followed him. I like that. If you want your life to be a blessing to others, first you be a right follower. First you give your life to the Lord. First you acknowledge where you go wrong and make it right before the Lord. In this camp of the ABC, it's my humble prayer to the Lord that these things be an experience of your life and my life. As we share with one another, we come in dealing with God who is so much loving and so much concerned for you and for me. Let every class be a class which is alert for you, class which is attentive for you, class which is meant that God is speaking to me. And you listen to each thing and examine your own life. Make a commitment, make a right things at the right time before the Lord. And the Lord will make not only a blessing in your life, but may I assure you, He will make you a channel of blessing. There are James and John waiting outside for you. And you are supposed to go from this camp and make sure that as you stand witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, as you tell Him, as you tell your friends, and as they see your life being changed and transformed because of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and commitment to God and God's word, you know, when they learn things from your life, let there be those because of you follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a change it was. These were the men in the initial days the Lord called them. And it's my humble prayer to the Lord as we pause for a prayer. Shall we bow our head? Just look into your life. I know you're all tired, traveled a longer distance, so many things going on in the mind. But say to the Lord this evening, Lord, I have come with this purpose in my heart. And let my hunger be satisfied by you. I have come here not to men, not to speakers, not to various other facilities that are there. I thank you for all of them. But I press on you, O Lord. You speak to me. I want to be a changed person. And in this ABC, O Lord, I request you to deal with me. Deal with me, O Lord. Lay hold on my life. Lord, you may have full sway to touch any area of my life. I open my heart and I wish, dear Lord, that this be my experience. That from this ABC, from this day one, as I leave to the last moment, may I keenly listen to your sweet voice, instructing voice, guiding voice, leading voice, helping voice, comforting voice. Do it, O Lord, that I may be found worthy of your call, that me and my life may be a blessing to many others. Undertake for us as we commit each one of us into thy hand. As you make this commitment to the Lord, whatever you have, keep it open before him, keep it focused to him, and make each class a blessing for yourself. Gracious God and our Father, we thank you for thy holy word. A simple incident, but what a great impact. We only wish that this ABC be an experience of a lake of Gennesaret, experience of that ship, experience of this man who was touched by the Lord. May I be that person, O Lord, in this camp, that you may take hold of me and transform me. Make me a person that you want me to be, and make me a channel of blessing to many others. We thank you for thy holy word, and commit each one of us into thy gracious hand, as we ask and pray in the blessed and beloved name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.